It's the Darren Copeland Experience. You've never heard anything like it.
That girl. I'm gonna make a mind if it takes all night.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Ooh, that girl. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I'm gonna make a mind if it takes all night.
So the family of that Canadian girl who was dragged in the water by the sea lion over the weekend,
okay,
and is currently being treated for a related infection. Apparently, she came out with it's a hazardous infection known as seal finger.
What does that mean, seal finger? Because when I ask what that means, you're like, I don't know. It's just seal finger. Does that mean she lost her finger? Or
a bite? Apparently, a bite from a seal or a sea lion is quite different from that of a terrestrial animal. They're extraterrestrial.
The seal didn't bite her in the finger. Bit her in the butt.
Well, listen, it could have bit her lots of places. I don't know. Because it hosts a bacteria uncommon to land mammals. Seal finger can be caused by bacteria called, oh, wow, Mycoplasma phocacerebrale.
Mm-hmm.
That's not close. Which must be treated promptly with tetracycline antibiotics. That's shots, people. Canadian Pete reported in 2009. So seal finger causes the affected area to swell up and look like it is particularly inflated. It tends to affect the hands because that's where the seal trainers, sealers, vets, and biologists are wont to be nipped by the animal. Their word is not mine.
Okay.
Want to be nipped by the animal, though it can also come from cuts in the hand while working with seal meat.
All of that is interesting and disgusting.
Yes.
I had no idea. I did not know that was a thing that existed.
I didn't either. But meanwhile, the family is blaming the port chief.
Of course they are. They got to blame somebody for letting their little girl hang out on the side of a dock and play with a seal, because that's always going to end well.
It is not okay for, you know, the port authority to let unlicensed seals just go ripping people off the docks.
You know what? I feel like if you put your daughter or your daughter puts themselves on the end of a dock and starts teasing a seal, you kind of get what you deserve.
You know what would be a great song to go into that? Sitting on the dock of the gloop.
Yeah, I don't feel bad for the girl. I don't feel bad for the family. And with any luck, whoever they are trying to sue, because you know this is going to happen, whoever they're going to try to sue, the judge just takes one look at this lawsuit and throws it right out and says, you are bad parents. Shut up and go away.
Just looks at them and says, seal finger.
Yeah.
You know, that would be a great name for, that would be a great name for a villain that was fighting Steak Boy and Steak Man and Tartar Boy.
No. No.
I am seal finger.
No. I think we came up with the villain. It's the Vegan Queen, which you promptly wanted to name after Vajayjay.
I didn't.
Yes, you did. Listen, the names you came up with for her off the air were uncommonly similar sounding to what one might call a woman's special place.
Okay, so I said her name was Dolores. I don't know what you're talking about.
Also not true. So we are limping into the final segment of our show.
Yeah, I'd like to apologize for what's... I mean, I've been trying, man. I've been really trying.
We're fine. We're fine. We've got one more segment. We've done some hockey talk. They're still playing. No reason to talk about basketball until next Thursday, because that's the next time you're going to see any basketball. Although, I did hear that Richard Sherman, he of the Seahawks, is still holding a grudge with Pete Carroll over the loss to the Cheatriots.
Which is why now that Seattle is saying that Richard Sherman's available to be traded.
I heard that.
That came out today.
Yeah, and I heard that, and I thought, how good would Richard Sherman look in the Denver Broncos backfield?
Not very good.
Why?
Because you have, who would you get rid of?
I don't know. Well, what position does he play on the Broncos?
He plays cornerback.
So you bring him in and...
Aqib Talib.
Because at some point, Aqib Talib...
Chris Harris?
No, Aqib. Because at some point, Aqib is going to get injured or suspended for something.
He hasn't been suspended.
Well, not yet.
Well, but he's not going to be suspended for getting himself shot.
Listen, this is the last year that Aqib's going to be on this team. It's unlikely they're going to keep him around after this year. So you might as well bring in a guy who's got several years left of good football in him, in Richard Sherman.
Okay, well, do you want me to go conspiracy about how the Broncos are going to get him?
Yeah, please.
Okay, Richard Sherman.
Yeah.
Stanford grad.
Yeah.
John Elway.
Yeah.
Stanford grad.
Okay.
Okay, so, you know, they might be able to sort of make some things work. Try, maybe you trade.
Trade Aqib Talib and for Richard Sherman. Straight up.
I don't think they would do that.
Well, you got to give him some.
Besides, Aqib Talib is the heart and soul of this, is the Denver defense.
No.
You have to, yes.
No.
Yes. Yeah, he is the leader of the defense.
No.
Yep.
Okay.
He's the vocal, like, he is the vocal leader of this defense.
Mm-mm.
You cannot believe me or whatever.
I don't.
Okay.
Because I've heard many people say that there are other leaders on that defense.
They're not the only leader. Listen, do you know what a championship team has? Everybody on the team is a leader.
No,
except for J.R. Smith.
You don't need a bunch of leaders. You need two really strong leaders. One would be a quarterback, and the other is usually going to be your middle linebacker. It's rare that your cornerback or your safety is a leader of a defense.
Well, he's the one that's stepping up and telling, you know, people what to do and those kind of things. He's not
on the field. He's not. The middle linebacker makes those calls, not Aqib Talib.
Yes, but I'm talking about his work ethic, okay? His attention to detail, all of the stuff that he does Monday through Saturday to get himself ready to play a game is something that is every team wants to have. They want to have that guy who just knows how to work. I mean, obviously when you become a pro.
Because Von Miller clearly doesn't know how to do that. Because the guy that we just got rid of who just retired, DeMarcus Ware, he didn't have any of that.
Well, they came
later.
He
didn't know how to do that.
No, he did, but they came later.
What do you mean they came later? Aqib Talib and Von Miller are contemporary.
Yeah, I'm talking about DeMarcus Ware.
He came like a year later. We traded for Aqib.
He came.
DeMarcus Ware was the leader on that team, man. He was the leader of that.
I know you
want to believe it's Aqib Talib, but people in the team, in the locker room, are saying it was DeMarcus Ware that was the leader of that team. He was the one that was teaching these guys how to be winners, not Aqib Talib. You get rid of Aqib Talib, you're not losing much if you bring in a guy like Sherman. You're just not.
All right, bring
I think in, but we lost more with DeMarcus Ware than we ever would with Aqib Talib. Although I got to tell you, you're right. We do need guys who are going to go pull the chains off of other people's necks during the middle of a game. That is absolutely what the Broncos need to win a championship.
Well, sometimes you need a little of that.
You need to be fiery. You don't need to do stupid things. And Aqib Talib has done a lot of stupid things.
You know, it was his personal foul penalty that got the defense all fired up in the Super Bowl that they won. Remember? First series, remember? He ripped his helmet off or something?
Oh, my God. So you're going to tell me that Aqib Talib.
I'm telling you, Von Miller had nothing to do with it. It was all
okay.
Aqib Talib.
All right. Okay, great. That is perfect. That is the absolute perfect way to end tonight's show with you weaving a myth. Telling a tale of how the Broncos won the Super Bowl against Carolina only because of Aqib Talib. The strip sack early on in the game had nothing to do with it.
Maybe a little.
A little bit.
A little.
Well, at least you can admit to that.
He was okay. I mean, Vaughn was okay in that game.
Oh, sure.
He was all right. I mean, he was all right.
Unbelievable.
Okay, he was fine. He did his job. He got a couple of sacks, got a couple of fumbles.
You're saying Aqib had the MVP stolen from him. Like they
ripped off his neck off, as if it were a chain that was there to be ripped off.
That is what an amazing analogy that was.
That's just dumb.
It was there. It was ripped off like a chain around his neck that was ripped off.
No freaking way.
You know, when you get in the middle of those analogies,
and you're just like, danger, Will Robinson. Yeah. Danger. You can't. No, you just have to go find an exit. It doesn't have to be a graceful exit. It just has to be an exit.
Yes. That's when you kind of do the.
Well, you're not going to see Canada.
You're not going to see Canada explode. Pittsburgh Penguins just scored halfway through the.
They just exploded.
Second overtime period. They win the Eastern Conference something or other something in hockey.
Championship.
There you go.
A.
So they'll be going to the Championship Series Stanley Cup Finals with
A.
Nashville Predators.
A.
A. I feel bad. Hey. I was kind of rooting for Ottawa, but you know, I don't dislike Pittsburgh either. They've got that guy on their team, Mason Crosby, or Crosby Stills and Nash, or Crosby, Bing Crosby. They've got a Crosby on their team. That's all I know. And he's apparently,
I play hockey and I fornicate because it's the two most fun things in cold weather.
And apparently he's a good player.
He's all right.
That's what I've heard.
He's not bad.
So Pittsburgh will go, and they will probably just destroy Tennessee or Nashville.
I hope not. I like P.K. Subban, man.
Listen, I like P.K. Subban, too, even though I don't know him. He sounds like he's a nice guy. And he's, like, the only black guy in hockey, so he deserves to get some recognition.
Not the only black guy in hockey.
Well, the only one I know.
Really?
I don't know any... Dude, I don't know anybody in hockey, to be honest with you.
I'm just going
to
let that one simmer.
What? I don't...
We've had one of the...
Who?
Now I can't remember the dang name of the guy. He's only 40 years old.
I don't know.
Played for the Avs.
We'll be back tomorrow night. Probably it will be just as insane and ridiculous as what we did tonight.
Fiesta Friday tomorrow. Hey,
but
you know what?
It is Fiesta Friday. What?
But what you can do is you can go and get the podcast and show people that you really weren't hallucinating, that
what?
This actually happened. And you can show people by using your podcast, our podcast.
That is the perfect way to end the show on a confusing note. Like that. Have a great night, folks. We'll be back tomorrow.
It's Darren Copeland, weeknights 8 to 10, only on Mile High Sports.
I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party. I love you, Red Solo Cup.